Aleishu Chelek Beis Kuf Ein Aleph. The 11th chapter is entitled Yeush, Despair. Soilu Soilu Ponoderech Rimu Bechshel Medech Ami. The prophet speaks about clearing the path, removing obstacles. We are removing obstacles from the path of those who wish to engage in Musar, to remove misconceptions and misunderstandings. Sometimes it happens that after much learning, the person does not feel any improvement in his conduct, does not feel any stronger in terms of his day-to-day service of Hashem. On the contrary, it seems to this precious person that in fact he's deteriorating. He's just about ready to despair, to give up completely Limud Musar Sheloho Iloi, that has done him no benefit. And there's a tendency to see Limud Musar as a waste of time. Al Ta'us Zoy Amad Hagris Atzmoy. Rabbi Israel Salant himself wrote about this mistake. Vukosev writes as follows: Al Yipoil Leiv Ha'adam. A person should not become discouraged when he learns Musar and it doesn't move him, and he doesn't feel an impression in his soul that is bringing him to change his ways, he should not be discouraged. He should know full well, if the impression is not revealed to eyes of flesh and blood, the eyes of the mind see. The mind's eye does see. It does see the impression. Birvois ho'itim, over much time. Biribu helimud, with much learning. Miskabtsus harishimois and elamois. As you have an accumulation of these hidden impressions, and we spoke before about making the faint impression thick and thicker, but as these impressions become accumulated, le'adam acher yafir, he will be transformed into a different person. His ta'ava will become controlled, so that it shouldn't be exaggerated, and perhaps even be negated completely, certain ta'avos. Our experience testifies quite easily, even regarding those who learn Musar, whether they learn a little or a lot, experience teaches us, he goes beyond his peers in his entire conduct. Experience teaches us that those who learn Musar, they just do better than their peers. This is in Or Yisrael Yud. Furthermore, Al Yipoil Libo, he writes elsewhere, a person should not be discouraged when he sees that no impression was left in his heart. He should know full well that sense of elevation that he felt, that emotional arousal that he got, it wasn't for naught. It did leave behind a blessing. This is a paraphrase of a pasuk. It did leave behind a blessing, a blessing which is not felt tangibly. But these impressions become more numerous. And at a certain point, they strike a root, to produce fruit. Comparable to droplets of water. As they fall very gently upon a stone for many, many years, eventually they grind down the stone. Even though, with the first drop, it seemed to have made no impression whatsoever. It had no effect at all. Even so too, the statements of Chazal on a heart of stone, eventually they just cut right through the heart. Hageris meramezkan bishnei mekumos. Rabbi Yisrael Misalant hints over here in both of these paragraphs, that the limud of Musar has its effect essentially on the subconscious. By definition, an impression subconsciously is not felt in the conscious. on the conscious level. Meidach, on the other hand, misgalim belimud musar yoyser v'yosem migrois b'mides v'hanaga. The other side of this is that as one learns musar, he discovers more and more shortcomings and flaws in his conduct that he wasn't aware of before. So on the one hand, the learning is immediate and he notices more and more shortcomings. On the other hand, the positive effects are much more subtle. They work on the subconscious. And therefore, it follows that the person is vulnerable to thinking that he's actually becoming worse because he's discovering negative elements of his personality. But the effect, the positive effect of the learning, he does not sense. And this is dangerous. And therefore, there's a certain paradox in the learning of Musa. The effect is deep. Through the subconscious, a person's behavior does improve, and he's not aware of this. It's not all that. It's under the radar. The person's not quite aware that his behavior is constantly improving. And yet, shortcomings and flaws he discovers all the time. And therefore, it sometimes appears to this Lomed Musa that he is in fact deteriorating. Whereas, those around him can see, and now he's quoting Rabbi Israel above, that in fact he goes beyond his peers in all of his behavior. And that's the reality. And therefore, there's no room for despair. Even if the learning is as dry as can be, the person just doesn't manage to move himself. He does not feel inspired. Doesn't matter. Or if he manages to learn bispalus, but he doesn't see any practical outcome out of it, it doesn't matter. It works. This is part of the wonder of Limud Musar. Adkan.